Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Glenn the Outlaw here. It is Friday, October 16th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news: a Lake Wales man remains hospitalized after his bicycle was struck by a vehicle on Monday, October 12th. At about 10:38 p.m., the driver of the truck drove away from the crash. 26-year-old Joshua Matthews of Frostproof was arrested Wednesday evening and charged with leaving the scene of a crash with serious bodily injury. The victim, a 25-year-old man from Lake Wales, was riding a bicycle Monday on County Road 630 east of Airport Road in Frostproof when he was struck by Matthews' black 2008 Chevy Silverado truck. According to statements made by Matthews to investigators, he said he had fallen asleep while driving Monday night and woke up from the impact. He said he knew he hit something, but was afraid to stop and report it because he had consumed several beers that evening and didn't want to be arrested for a DUI. The Hardy Cares Coronavirus Relief Fund is now available for individuals, small businesses, and community partner food security and mitigation assistance. The funds are restricted to COVID-19 eligible expenses. Each program is subject to specific eligibility requirements and submission of a complete program application with necessary supporting documentation. You can apply by going to hardycounty.net and clicking the heart on the homepage. Your local events: the Wauchula Lions Club will host the Peace River Balloon Festival on Saturday, November 7th at Hardy Lakes County Park. Gates will open at 6 a.m. with the event starting at 10 a.m. The Hardy County Chamber of Commerce will host the 2021 Vintage Glam Gala on January 30th, 2021 at 5 p.m. located at the Stream Song Resort in Bowling Green. Dress in your best 1920s and celebrate the success of Hardy County. Attendance is limited due to COVID restrictions. You can RSVP by going to hardycc.com/gala. Tonight, your Hardy Wildcats will travel to Lake Wales for a conference matchup against the Highlanders. Game time is 7:30 p.m. Please remember to practice physical distancing. Live coverage of this game can be heard right here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Your jobs in Hardy County: SGIS Incorporated is looking for a land surveyor. 1 year of land surveying, a driver's license, and English fluency is required. DeSoto Memorial Hospital is looking for a cashier. The ideal candidate will have a strong customer service background and exhibit exemplary customer service skills. Healthcare experience is preferred. And Goodwill of Minnesota is looking for a cashier, a high school diploma or GED, prior experience in a retail environment, and 6 months of cash handling experience is preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your news, events, or job openings to Hardy Midday, hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, a look at your local weather, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wachula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wachula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Ah, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wachula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your weather last updated 9:50 a.m. Eastern Time. Weather partly cloudy, temperature 81 degrees Fahrenheit, the dew point 75.2 degrees Fahrenheit. Relative humidity 84%, heat index is 87, winds variable at 4.6 miles an hour, visibility is 10 miles, and the altimeter read 30.05 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 6:46 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, partly sunny, a chance of showers this afternoon, highs around 90, north winds around 5 miles an hour, chance of rain 40%. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s, north winds around 5 miles an hour. Saturday, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 80s, northeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, with gusts up to 25 miles an hour. And Saturday night, mostly clear, lows around 70, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go on now to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA is extending flexibilities to continue allowing free meals to all children throughout the school year. This move is part of USDA's commitment to ensuring all American children have access to nutritious foods as the nation recovers from the pandemic. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says as our nation recovers and reopens, we want to ensure all children continue receiving the nutritious breakfasts and lunches they count on. The USDA has filed an administrative complaint against Florida-based Farm Fresh Packers for alleged violations of the Perishable Agriculture Commodities Act. According to FreshPlaza.com, the company allegedly failed to make prompt payments to four produce sellers in the amount of nearly $310,000 between July 2017 and November 2018. Farm Fresh Packers will have an opportunity to request a hearing, but if USDA finds they committed repeated and flagrant violations, it would be barred from the produce industry for 3 years. Alabama poultry growers have until November 6th to get their applications for a portion of the $4 million set aside from state funds received through the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Securities Act, or CARES Act. The poultry relief is administered by the Alabama Department of Agriculture and Industries as part of the Alabama Agriculture Stabilization Program. AlphaFarmers.org reports poultry relief is available to farmers who grow breeders, broilers, and pullets.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few $1,000 with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
I'm Ian McGregor of the McGregor Company. Our success depends on those we serve being successful.
My name is Brian Crow. I farm in Whitman County. McGregor's came out with Kickstarter. Wow, what a difference.
It's not about making a sale. It's about producing the best crop to help our customers succeed.
Right before herbicide applications, consistently, the plant was one-third taller and the root mass was one-third large, which was amazing.
The McGregor Company, dedicated people who care.
With today's Agribusiness Update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars worth of free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zimatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
This is Tim Hamrich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Good news and bad news on the cotton crop this year. The good news is that per acre yields are expected to be a record high. But the bad news is the acres and total production are down sharply. Here's USDA Deputy Chief Economist Cindy Nickerson.
We have production forecasts at 17,480,000 bales, which is down just a tenth of a percent from last month, but down a little greater from 2019, 14.4%. And this is due to significantly fewer acres, both planted and harvested, with the harvested acres projected down 23%.
But Nickerson says there is good news, record high yields.
Yields are still expected to average a record high at 909 pounds per harvested acre, just down slightly from the expected yield last month. And we know that all cotton harvested areas forecast at 9 million acres, no change from last month, but down 22.5% year over year.
The Southeast contributed substantially to that drop in acreage, planting an estimated 515,000 fewer acres than last year. In many instances, these cotton acres were replaced by increased acres of corn, soybeans, and peanuts.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars worth of free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zimatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
I'm Ian McGregor of the McGregor Company. We view our role as that of a partner.
John Dixon, Pomeroy, Washington. I've worked with McGregor since the beginning of my farming.
It's not about making a sale. It's about producing the best crop to help our customers succeed.
Kickstarter is the only starter fertilizer that we've used at this point where you could just see right to the line. You've got better emergence. You've got bigger plants with this product. All the pieces have come together.
The McGregor Company, dedicated people who care.
You can see the difference.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report, part of the Ag Information Network. For more information, visit aginfo.net.
And now for the business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street opened higher this morning on renewed optimism over prospects for a coronavirus economic stimulus package. There are indications of progress in talks between the White House and congressional Democrats. The pandemic did not dampen Americans' enthusiasm for shopping last month. Retail sales rose by a larger-than-expected 1.9%, the September increase marking the fifth consecutive monthly rise in retail sales. We spent more on clothing, cars, and sporting goods. American industrial production fell 0.6% in September, the weakest showing since spring. The drop followed four straight increases that began in May. A spokesman for the British Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, says EU trade talks are over, casting doubt on plans for more negotiations next week. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. Let's start with MLB playoff action from Thursday. The Braves rout the Dodgers to get within one victory of the World Series.
The Braves erupted for 6 runs in the 6th inning of a 10-2 win over the Dodgers. The game was tied 1-1 until Freddie Freeman and Marcell Ozuna hit consecutive RBI doubles. Dansby Swanson added a 2-run double during the rally. Ozuna also belted a pair of homers and an RBI single for Atlanta. Braves starter Bryce Wilson was terrific over 6 innings, allowing just 1 hit while striking out 5.
Once I got out there through the first pitch, I felt, like you said, calm, cool, and collected. We were able to stick with the game plan. And that helped a lot. Didn't have to think too much. Just execute pitches.
Wilson's only mistake was a 3rd-inning solo homer by Edwin Rios. Clayton Kershaw was reached for 4 runs and 7 hits in 5-plus innings. I'm Dave Ferry.
Elsewhere, the Astros beat Tampa Bay 4-3. This is SRN Sports. NFL news, the Atlanta Falcons have shut their facility following a new positive test for the coronavirus. Defensive tackle Marlon Davidson was placed on the COVID-19 reserve list this week. The other case, not a player, we're told. The addition of that second unidentified person caused the Falcons to act out of caution. They say they'll probably be back and running today. The Chiefs have signed Le'Veon Bell 2 days after he was released by the Jets. The move gives the defending Super Bowl champs greater running back depth behind Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who has been one of the league's most impressive rookies this season. NBA news, Tyronn Lue has agreed to become the next coach of the LA Clippers. He replaces Doc Rivers, who coached the Clippers for the last 7 seasons. Lue was on Rivers' staff this year when the Clippers wasted a 3-1 lead over Denver and lost in the Western Conference semis. Lou went 128-83 in parts of 4 seasons as coach of the Cavaliers. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your motivational quote for the day: you can live to be 100 if you give up all the things that make you want to live to be 100. Tune in Monday for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day and a great weekend. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.